Well, new Ipsos polling for the Daily Beast, self-identified Republicans support the Trump administration's illegal immigrant family separation policy, and self-identified Republicans now have a marginally more favorable view of North Korea's dictator Kim Jong-un than Democratic House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. Think about that for a moment. Gideon Resnick, politics reporter of the Daily Beast, joining us live with some of the findings. And so we have this, dramatic abyss between militantly self-identified Republicans and most other Americans, Gideon?
Yeah, in a sense, in this entire survey, there were some of those findings that would lend credence to that assertion, that's for sure. You know, specifically with the family separation policy, still in just this online poll that was conducted over a two-day period, it was only 46% agreeing with the statement that was presented to them about the policy and 32% disagreeing. So even along those lines, there wasn't, you know, overwhelming support from Republicans for this, which I think kind of speaks to where the nation is at the moment, you know, watching these stories sort of unfold. And there was another poll today, I think, Quinnipiac, that came out a little bit later this afternoon, that also had, you know, just around 50% or so supporting it. But yeah, in a sense, in both of the findings related to Kim Jong-un and the separation policy specifically, Republicans were a slight outlier in terms of what it found.
You know, I have to think, though, that some people might have responded to the poll with a grain of salt. Yeah, Kim Jong-un is a heinous individual, but there's no way they're going to let Nancy Pelosi get good grades at all. So I could imagine some people thinking about it in that way.
Right. And the interesting thing, too, is in that same subsection, there was a question about Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, and he also had incredibly low approval ratings, I think lower than Minority Leader Pelosi as well. So it's in some senses a bit more of a reflection of people that were surveyed yet again saying over and over that they're really unhappy with leadership in Congress, which is not something that's entirely new. But I think that the perception for Kim Jong-un is probably influenced by, you know, the president's own remarks about him and the summit that took place recently. But his approval in this was only marginally higher than either of those two leaders on the Hill.
Anything else strike you about the polling? Compare or contrast with any other polling you guys have done?
Yeah, this is actually the first time that we've been doing exclusive polling with Ipsos, you know, prior to them actually releasing stuff elsewhere. So these are actually the initial findings that we've published from them exclusively.
All right, so you build your base there. Okay, Gideon, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Gideon Resnick, politics reporter, Daily Beast, on the new Ipsos polling exclusively for the Daily Beast.